Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and I'm talking to Christina Tierman this morning. She's the Education Coordinator at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk to you about how things are going at the Science Center. You know, we've been speaking to a lot of local businesses and organizations and nonprofits about how their workflow, how their, you know, workspaces have kind of changed in, sort of preparation and taking preventative measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And I wondered, how's that going at the Science Center?
So we've closed our doors to the public for the time being, and all of our in-person education programs are on hold right now. But that said, our hatchery fish and our aquarium critters obviously still need to be fed and taken care of. So our hatchery crew and our aquarium manager are still going in to make sure all the animals are fed and are staying healthy. But other than that, the rest of us have all transitioned to working from home. Just to make sure that those who do have to be on site at the Science Center are staying safe.
Well, and that's good to hear that the hatchery fish and the animals are being taken care of, because I had been wondering about Pearl the octopus. I'd been wondering how social distancing, how she was faring with that.
Yeah. Pearl is doing great. Right before we closed our doors, she moved into her new tank, which she is loving. I don't know if you had a chance to go to the Science Center in February, but she's now in a large circular tank in the back of the aquarium, and it's the one that you can actually crawl under so you can get a good view of her from all angles. She's still getting fed and getting her social interactions in. She doesn't fully understand the concept of social distancing when Sandy or Taylor opened up the tank to feed her. Her arms are all over them, but she's doing well, and she's loving having more space. She definitely misses having visitors and seeing all of you come by her tank. But we are planning on doing some Facebook Live feedings with her, so definitely keep an eye out for those.
Well, and that's what I really wanted to get to today was finding out what kinds of services is the Science Center still providing for people. So it sounds like you're going to do Facebook Live feedings of octopus. That sounds like so much fun. What else are you doing for kids and parents to keep science education alive and interesting in our lives?
Yeah, so we're all doing what we can to still provide place-based science education opportunities to our community and students, teachers, parents, and our different followers. So we're definitely ramping up our postings on our Facebook page and our website to make sure that people are still connected to the Science Center and can see what's going on despite not being able to step foot in our doors. And we've also started producing what we're calling Science Bites. And you may have heard the PSA that is on the radio now. But Science Bites are fun, mini extracurricular science activities that we've been posting on our Facebook page and on our website 3 to 4 times per week. And we usually post them in the mornings to keep things consistent. And each Science Bite includes a photo or a video and a short activity or worksheet that goes along with the theme of the photo or video. And all of the Science Bites themes, they incorporate things that are going on at the Science Center and things that are important to our organization. So they typically have to do with our aquarium or our hatchery or current research projects that are going on at the Science Center. And some of them involve solving math problems. Some of them involve identifying animals or algae in our aquarium. But regardless of what the activity is, they definitely all emphasize current happenings at the Science Center. And in addition to just the regular Science Bites, we also have our Sprouts Science Bites. And some of you might know or are familiar with our Sprouts program. Sprouts is a weekly preschool program that typically takes place every Tuesday morning at the Science Center. But obviously that program is also on hold. So we have dedicated our Tuesday Science Bites to all of our small scientists out there, our preschoolers and our elementary age kiddos. So each Sprouts Science Bite is based on a specific theme, and it includes an activity packet with a book recommendation list and 4 to 5 activities with a materials list and instructions that are related to that weekly theme. The Sprouts themes, they sometimes tie into things that are happening at the Science Center or current happenings in Sitka or, you know, the current season. But for the most part, the themes are more general science topics to get preschool age kids excited about science. So, for example, this week's theme was all about using food waste and common kitchen ingredients to make natural dyes. And the activity packet includes the recipes for making natural dyes, using things like beets, cabbage, spinach, onion skins, and also has activity ideas for what to do with your dyes, so dyeing fabrics, making paint, dyeing eggs, or dyeing paper, so things like that.
So what's the theme for Sitka Sprouts on Tuesday, April 14th? What's coming up?
Yeah, so next week's Sprouts theme is going to be all about insects. So we will have provide the activity packet for that next Tuesday, and you'll get your list of materials that you need, and then the different activity ideas. And we also try to make sure that in the activity packet there's different ideas for getting outside and going on scavenger hunts. So I'm sure there will be an insect scavenger hunt included in that activity packet.
And so just to reiterate, where can people get access to these activities, to the Science Bites, to the Sitka Sprouts? Where's the best place to go to find them?
Yeah, so you can access the Science Bites and Sprouts Bites by going to our Facebook page. And on our Facebook page, we have the link to our website. So the easiest way is probably just to go to our website at sitkascience.org. And you can click on the Education tab. And then under the Education tab, you'll see Science Bites. And when you click on that, you'll get a list of all of the Science Bites that we've posted. So you can click on them, download the activity or worksheet right from our website. And we do put the recommended age range for each activity on our website, but we really try our best to choose and develop activities that can easily be, you know, ramped up or ramped down so that the activities are really suitable for all ages.
And is there anything we didn't touch on this morning that you'd like to add that we didn't talk about?
Just one more thing. I think, you know, like the rest of the world, we're all continuing to adjust, and our staff is having daily Zoom meetings and Teams meetings to figure out what things are working, what things aren't working, and how we can all work together to make sure we're reaching our goals and staying true to our mission. And, you know, we definitely miss seeing all of our visitors and hearing from you guys. And if people have ideas for different ways that they'd like to stay connected, or like access to education opportunities, you know, please reach out and let us know what ideas you have. And we'd love to hear from you all.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Catherine.
I've been speaking with Christina Tierman. She's the education coordinator at the Sitka Sound Science Center about some opportunities for science learning remotely. Thanks again.